Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio this morning is not your average home inspector. Yes, you do need a home inspector when you are buying and selling real estate. It is a vital part of the process so that if there's something wrong with the building or home that you're selling or buying, those issues can be uncovered and addressed so they don't pop up after the sale and pull you into a big legal mess. That's not what we want to have happen. Mr. Ernst, welcome to the Business Connection Studio.
Thank you.
It's a privilege to meet you. I'm an old construction guy from way back, so I'm familiar with the work that you do, and I appreciate it very much. You're in and out of tiny spaces in every kind of weather you can think of, and looking at homes, and I mean, you're really putting them under scrutiny, a fine-tooth comb from top to bottom and side to side. That is all in the interest of protecting somebody's interests.
The buyer.
Always, always. And I'm quite imagine you have a few stories to tell about things that you've uncovered.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's some interesting stuff out there.
There really is. Before we get to all of that, let's talk a little bit about you. You are the owner of your company, which is House Check. You started the company back in 1985, right here in Colorado Springs.
The company started in 85, and I started in 2000, so this is my 20th year.
Wow. Congratulations. And you've got 5,000-plus inspections under your belt in that time.
Something like that, yeah.
I would say that qualifies you as a professional.
Yeah.
But well, here's why I think you're just not the average home inspector. And again, being in the business and working with home inspectors and realtors and things like that, as I have over the years, you actually have a background as a geologist,
yeah,
as a soils engineer. You've got 10 years under your belt doing those things. And you do still work for the company that gave you your start in soils engineering. Who was that?
Entech Engineering here in town, a local engineering firm. When they need somebody, the boss calls me up and I come in. And so right now I've been drilling, doing some, logging and stuff for him because he had a logger leave. So I help him out. He's a great boss.
Okay. So when you say logging and drilling, you're pulling core samples of the earth.
Right.
And, yeah, you're recording the results of different kinds of testing on those core samples.
Right, the different kind of soils that come up out of the hole. We usually only go about 20, 30 feet, mm-hmm, mostly residential homes that are going to be built in new subdivisions. So we'll go out, drill a hole for 20 feet deep, and I just log at 2, 5, 10, and 15, 20.
So sort of the different layers that are going to be underneath the home itself.
Right.
And ultimately, you're looking for conditions or soil types that can cause problems for foundations in the house. And great examples of that are in the southwest part of town, Rock Rim and another place, where the earth moves. Or there are what are called expansive soils, meaning clay in the soil. And the clay absorbs water over time. It expands. And your house will move with it, whether you want it to or not. It can cause you some real problems.
Yes, especially if you have your drainage from your roofs right next to the house. That can be a real problem.
You always, always need to move water away from your foundation every which way that you can, absolutely, because that moisture is essentially your enemy.
Yes, and that's something I look for on my home inspections.
Absolutely. So you're inside, you're underneath, you're outside, you're doing the pre-testing of the soils before a home is even built. Again, always representing the buyer's interest.
Yes.
And you do work for a lot of realtors here in town, too?
Right, yep. Mostly from realtors call me or, just people that need a home inspection for a new house they're buying.
Depending on the price of your home, here's the $640,000 question. Why a home inspection? Why should anybody have a home inspection?
Well, a home purchase is going to be probably the best, highest purchase that you make in your lifetime, so you want to make sure you know what you're buying. We don't tell you the value of the home. We just tell you what the condition of the home's in. The appraiser does the valuation. So it's best to have a home inspection before you have your appraisal, because you get your appraisal done, that's $500, and then home inspector comes in, finds all kinds of problems, and you end up not buying the house. So you lose that $500. So it's best to have a home inspection before the appraisal.
A home inspection before the appraisal. Okay. So there's that stage in the real estate buying process where you get to have a sort of an indirect conversation with the owner of the property that you want to buy and say, our home inspector uncovered these issues, and these are the things we need you to fix before we will make an offer on this property.
Right. Or it's a negotiation thing. A lot of people just take, you know, $5,000 off the value price of the home to cover those repairs. And then the homeowner, the home buyer does the repairs themselves.
Right. Which is a kind of an interesting and clever and time-saving way to do that for both people involved, essentially. It gets a transaction done pretty quick. But you move into the property, your eyes wide open, knowing what you need to fix.
Right.
Can you give me a couple of examples of things that you typically find in homes that you inspect?
Well, bad roofs, paint job on the exterior paint, siding issues with deteriorated siding, drainage issues. We check basically the whole house. So we go on the roof, the exterior, check the garage, electrical panel, walk through the house, check all the plumbing, the bathrooms, kitchens, and work our way down to the furnace and water heater. We check the foundations, look up in the attic. There's some things that we don't check. Some home inspectors will look at a sprinkler system, but for me, I don't mess with them because they're sometimes put in by an amateur. And I turn it on and it blows up. They want me to fix their amateur installation. So there's some items that I don't check. But for the most part, we go through the whole house inside and out. As far as problems, I've seen everything from structural problems to bad roofs, cracked furnaces, leaky water heaters, sewer lines that need to be scoped. Most homes that are older than, say, 1980 should have their sewer line scoped from the house to the street because we can't see under the ground.
Yeah.
So a lot of those lines are old steel lines that will get roots and things in them. So we'll suggest that be done on our home inspection.
Right. And that's an interesting thing. If you have a clog between the street and your home, that is your responsibility. So it serves your interest to make sure before you move into that property that that's clear.
Absolutely.
Or that you're getting it clear.
And even newer homes can have sewer line problems. So it's probably a good idea to have that scoped anyway.
So the idea is to have a home inspection, and you generally would do that if you are a buyer after you find the home that you want, but prior to having the appraisal.
Right, right.
That is, again, we're so that you can uncover any conditions that need
to
be addressed.
We're kind of the first ones that will come in on the typical sale. They'll do the home inspection first and then kind of go from there.
Now, again, I want to restate, Kyle is not your average home inspector, and that is why you want him on your job, because he has the credentials as an engineer. And most home inspectors do not have that in their background. As a geologist or a soils engineering, credentialed soils engineer for 10 years or more, you just don't find that in a home inspection firm. So on that note, with 5,000 inspections under your belt, 20 years in business, a sterling reputation, all of those credentials, those speak loudly and clearly to if somebody's asking you, how do I choose a home inspector? I'm saying those things trump everything. It's reputation and credentials, longevity in the business. How many home inspections have you got going?
Right. Well, of course, if you're going to need a home inspection, we'd have to call House Check. But if you don't use House Check, the main thing is to get an ASHI home inspector. ASHI is an acronym for American Society of Home Inspectors. There's no licensing in Colorado, so there's certification companies out there that can certify a home inspector.
You want to get Kyle in your life, give him a call at 719-266-1645. That's 719-266-1645. Look him up online at housecheckinc.com. That's housecheckinc.com. Kyle Ernst, owner of House Check. thank you for being here in Business Connection Studio today.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Catch us by podcast at krdo.com. Click on the radio tab and select podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at krdo.com.